This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by South Bend Silverhawks venerable manager Mark Haley. Mark, this season is going fantastically for South Bend. What were your expectations out of spring training?
Well, you know, it wasn't quite what it is now, but you know what I did know out of spring training is we had great chemistry on this team. A lot of guys that, what we call grinders, that are going to battle, and they get along very, very well, and it's been a lot of fun because there's a lot of things that are taken care of in that locker room by themselves, and it makes it easier for me. But, you know, I knew that we'd get a lot of good effort, and if they just adapt to the environment, adapt to the league, that good things will happen. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's just a level of consistency, both on and off the field, being emotionally consistent. Don't get too up. You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. And if we can stay that way and just pay attention to detail, you know, then we get to the point where we start winning some ball games. You understand how to win ball games and what part of the inning it happens and what part of the game it happens.
Let's go back to that idea of grinders, because it felt like in this offseason that narrative took hold. The Diamondbacks wanted a certain sort of player in their major league system, in their organization. What categorizes a grinder?
Well, it's a guy that sits there and just every day comes out and is going to give it all he's got. He's going to pay attention to details, he's going to watch the game, figure out what he is, and go ahead and implement it. Don't be somebody that you don't want, that it's not you. Find out who you are and be the best at that, and then, you know, go after it and always show it and be consistent with coming to the game, the ballpark every day, ready to play no matter what, and you know, pulling for your teammates, being a good teammate, being a good, you know, give up yourself in situations, you know, just like I said, grind it out, work pitchers, work hitters, you know, attack hitters, you know, always attacking and being aggressive.
So from the pitching side, that aggressiveness, from the hitting side, from the base running side, that same sort of aggressiveness. Let me ask you specifically, which players have you seen from extended spring training and perhaps in past seasons too have made the most growth up till now? Who's grown the most?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of guys. You know, recently was Ryan Court, who came here last year and then got sent back to extended and was devastated. An older guy being sent back to extended, couldn't make this team right out of the first month of the season. Went back there, grounded out, and found out who he is, comes back and did a good job the second half last year, goes to spring training, had a good spring training, but there's other guys in front of him, so he came back, and you know, we told him, I said, you know, we keep pushing the word, but grind out the season, do what you do, be who you are, and you know what we want, and he went out and did it, and now he's in high A and doing well there. So, you know, those are the kind of guys, and you know, you can go on, and you know, we got Rylan Almodova right now. He struggled early, but he's starting to find out who he is, and our center fielder, and it's fun to watch him. He plays with a lot of emotion, but you know what? He gets after it, and that's what I'm happy about. And you get grinders on the mound too. You know, guys that attack. We pitch in a lot. We have to learn. Unfortunately for our opposition, we do hit some guys, but we've cut back on that because we're starting to find out how to pitch inside. Earlier, it was foreign ground, and we were hitting guys, and it's hard to win ball games like that. And it's hard to maintain consistent positive relationships with the opposing team, but you know, there's times where, you know, we're trying to develop a certain philosophy, and you know, I understand that, and I feel bad, but we're getting to the point now where we're able to feel confident pitching in, and you know, it's been effective for the pitchers.
In the process of preparing these players for the major leagues, what role does Single A serve?
Single A serves a huge role. You got to create the foundation of not only on the field of how to play this game, but also off the field of how you act off the field, how you prepare every day. This is all foreign to them. They've never had to play this many games, and you know, it's very important that they understand that level of emotional consistency and physical conditioning and the consistency on all of that stuff put together. And with that becomes taxing on them in regards to their emotional state, because they've never been able to handle that much responsibility for themselves, that much responsibility for their team, and that much responsibility for the organization. It's a huge, you know, endeavor for all the young guys coming up, and we got to create that foundation. And I always say, what we create here is what we're going to get in the big leagues, and we have control of that. So what the things that we emphasize as far as character and moral development, things like that, that we make sure happens, And it's not easy because some guys will fight you on it because you've got to make sure that, you know, they have their own identity also, but within the Diamondback structure. And those are things that the message has to stay the same from the top all the way down to A-ball.
Is there a cycle of obstacles that takes place over the course of a season? Does a player have to confront something in April and May and something different in June and July?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got to realize that this game is a chess match. You're going to go through the first month or two, and you're going to face guys that don't know you and don't know what you can do. And then the next thing you know, they're going to figure you out, and they're going to start making adjustments towards what you can do. Now we have to make adjustments back. And so we're playing that chess match back and forth. You've got to make adjustments without giving up your strengths. And so you have to play little mind games. And that's what's fun about the game. And when they figure that out, that this is a big mind game going back and forth on who's going to play what move in that chess match, then you know, it becomes a lot of fun. It opens up a whole new ball game to them, and it's fun to watch them because then they start figuring out and they start setting people up, and hitters will set up pitchers will set up hitters, and they think they got them figured out, and it's fun to watch it, and that's the fun part of the game.
Lastly, you've managed in college, you've managed here in South Bend for several years now, years and years, and so have the players. Has the way that baseball has been played changed at all over that time?
It's still the same. However, the kids today are much more in touch with everything around them, with the information highway and the, you know, all the texting and stuff like that. They know things that are going on before we do sometimes. And, you know, so they're very educated. They're very intelligent about, you know, they're very aware of their environment. The thing that has to change is that we, as an older generation, we got to get in touch and stay up with them on that information to make sure we're one step ahead of them, because it can get wrapped up into situations, and we got to be on top of it before it happens.
Mark Haley, the manager of the South Bend Silverhawks. Hales, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jesse, and I appreciate your support.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.